Henry and the Fairy Godmother's Gesture. Once upon a time, in a kingdom where the sun smiled upon rolling green hills and bright flowers, there lived a poor boy named Henry. His clothes were patched, and his shoes were worn, but his heart housed dreams grander than the castle that touched the sky. Every night, he'd dream of dancing at the royal ball, with the princesses and princes in their glittering attire. But when the night faded, so did his dreams into the corners of his small room. One chilly evening, as the twinkled in the air, a knock echoed at Henry's wooden door. He opened it to find a kind-eyed woman, cloaked in starlight. "I am your fairy godmother," she said with a warm smile. "I've come to grant your deepest wish." Henry's eyes widened with hope. "To go to the royal ball," he exclaimed. With a wave of her wand, Henry's rags transformed into a dapper suit, shimmering around him. His shoes turned to polished boots that would let him glide across the dance floor. "Remember, the spell will wear off at the stroke of midnight," warned the fairy godmother. Henry nodded, his heart leaping with joy. He danced the night away, with steps light as air and a smile bright as stars. The princes and princesses welcomed him, charmed by his kind spirit. As the clock began to chime the end of the enchantment, Henry hurried home, grateful for the brief moment where his dream had come to life. The next day, life was as before, but Henry's heart was fuller, his grin wider. He had danced at the royal ball, thanks to a fairy godmother's spell. Henry realized that, rich or poor, the true magic lay in being brave enough to dream and kind enough to be loved for who he truly was. And so Henry's dreams remained, more alive than ever, because now he knew that even a poor boy could touch the stars, if only for a night.